You are listening to Radio Koraput. Today is National Press Day. And the theme of the day was kept as the influence of artificial intelligence in media. So there were very discussions at every level, all over the country, including Koraput. And we had the opportunity of listening to Dr. Saurav Gupta, Assistant Professor in the Central University in the Department of Journalism and Mass Communication. So we thought of capturing those moments with you all, and hence we requested Professor Gupta to say the same inputs what he had given us in the meeting of the journalists for a wider acceptance by the people who have not listened to that, and more than that. We welcome Professor Gupta to this discussion. Sir, namaskar.
Thank you.
And we would like to know about the influence of artificial intelligence at the present context and the future implications of the progress of AI by different companies and different agencies on the media.
Thank you very much, Santagarji, and I greet the listeners of Radio Koraput. I wish you all a very happy National Press Day. The National Press Day is celebrated every year on 16th November to mark the establishment of the Press Council of India, which is the self-regulatory body for the press in India. And this is a quasi-judicial body which was set up by an act of the parliament in 1966 as per the recommendations of the first press commission 1952. So basically the mandate of the Press Council of India is can be broadly categorized into two categories. So the first is to ensure the freedom of press, and the second is to maintain high standards of ethical journalism. And this second category is where the artificial intelligence has been roped in or tagged along with the concept of the National Press Day. Whenever there is a new dimension to journalism, the ethical considerations crop up. In fact, the Press Council of India has declared a set of guidelines known as the norms of journalistic conduct. And in that document, they have explicitly described various situations and various kinds of journalism, various methods of collection of information and presentation, and what are the ethical norms which are to be followed by the media houses. Now, the problem with the Press Council of India is that it has the mandate to regulate the press only. The press here means the print media, not the electronic or the online media. And that is why we are compelled to think about AI, because it is the latest introduction in journalism. Now, what exactly AI is? Artificial intelligence is a technological, rather I would say it is a mathematical process where content of media is generated from a big data bank. Now, we have to understand the concept of big data. The big data refers to a huge set of data, maybe into millions and trillions, where different kind of information is available, starting from, you know, information like physical attributes of people, the economic parameters, the private information, and socio-cultural information, say caste and age-wise, gender, property, all these things are involved in this big data. Now, the artificial intelligence is basically a system where algorithmic arrangement is done for three objectives. The first is to create the data, second is to identify the data, and the third is to process the data and generate content. Now what happens is, this sounds a little complicated, but I'll exemplify it. So for example, one of us, we are writing an essay on the National Press Day, for example. Now I want to give a particular angle to it. If I use an artificial intelligence tool, then the tool will collect information from that particular data bank which is relevant to this topic, and it will add the angle which the user wants through its identification capacity, and it will prepare the content, and everything will be done within seconds. So we have AI tools like ChatGPT for information. We have AI tools for, you know, driving a car. We have AI tools even for painting. We have AI tools for graphics animation. Very recently, one of the 15th century artists, one of his famous artistic creation was restored by AI, through AI. So you can imagine that to what level. So basically what AI is trying to do is to replicate, or you can say even to better, human instincts and human interpretations of brain and mind. Now, as we remember that whenever there is the conflict between human and machines is very old. We have had, you know, I remember in 1984, James Cameron had made a film called The Terminator, where we see robots walking across the planet, in the planet, people who look like human beings but are actually robots. They are trying to control the world. Every time in popular culture, we have seen that humanity wins over machines, because of the simple fact that humanity has brain and mind, which the machine doesn't have. But the AI has introduced deep learning. Deep learning is a technology, algorithmic technology, where the AI is being empowered, or certain programs are being created through which it can read human mind, and it can even respond to certain human actions, which is making it, or you can say taking it at par with the human beings. Now, when it comes to journalism, as we know that we need a lot of creativity and brainstorming, for journalistic exercises are very, very intellectual in nature. So it will not be easy for technology like artificial intelligence to replace the journalists, unless and until the journalists become lazy themselves and they resort to cut, copy, paste. Because of the simple thing is that the creativity and brainstorming is a very, very human in nature, and the journalists have to use it. However, the corporate media is always trying to maximize its profit, and it wants to create huge number of content, print n number of newspapers within a very limited time, and it wants to customize content according to the preferences of various age groups of readers. So in the global south, the developed nations, or the first world, the global north, the first world, the European countries, the American countries, all the media houses have undergone something known as the AI integration in newsroom. So what happens is that very quickly they can print several editions of their online portals. You know, they get it updated every second with information, and they are coming up with various kinds of contents. Many corporate houses are actually hiring AI firms to create content for their customers. But in Asian countries, in the third world, in the African countries, due to lack of infrastructure and lack of funds, the AI integration in newsroom has not yet taken place. So we are still relying on the traditional modes of collection and presentation. But today only I came to know from a journalist of a reputed Indian newspaper that they are using AI tools like ChatGPT for information and verification of information also. So what I'm trying to say is the tool which can be used for verification of fact can also be used for something called fake, deep fake. So this is where we have to exercise a little bit of restraint, control, and we have to maintain the integrity and honesty of the profession of journalism. So AI can become a boon, not a bane.
I think that your elaborative explanation of the AI tools will definitely prompt the journalists to learn different tools of AI rather than trying to getting fear of it taking over their profession and all that. So more and more when they get aware of the different tools, they will enjoy using this AI tools, and probably it will not be an obstacle for creating the journalistic outputs, but also it will be helpful for creating wonderful items. Because as I had asked the AI ChatGPT about the fear of us that it may the ChatGPT may end our creativity, ChatGPT answered that it is not ending our creativity, but it is challenging our creativity.
Yes.
So let us take the challenge, and I think we have to move forward. How do you see that?
Yes, absolutely. Whenever there is a new technology, the first important thing is to learn it properly so that we can use it properly. And science is always a, boon. It is never a bane unless human beings think otherwise. So basically, say for example, there is a AI tool for driving cars. So for whom has it been introduced? For those people who are unable to learn the conventional car driving, or say those who do not have the time to learn how to drive a car. Now here the good thing is that senior citizens can very easily use this AI tool for driving the car because they have issues with their eyesight and reflexes. Now similarly, when we are using an AI tool in journalism, so for example, if I give you the example of ChatGPT only, the journalists are always facing deadlines, so they have a time constant all the time. So ChatGPT can be used after the collection of authentic information has been completed. When we collect information, when we gather information, we should not use ChatGPT, or we should not blindly rely on Google search engines. We should go to the spot, we should verify the facts, we should collect the proper information, we should check the documents. Now, when we come to the presentation part of it, that is the time where we can take help from ChatGPT in order to format our report, or in order to proliferate.
Beautify our presentation.
Beautify, or I would say proliferate, to add some creative angles to our report. That is where we can use AI tools. So it will be done very quickly. So we don't have to devote a lot of time. But the point is, behind everything, that creative discourse exercise, the brainstorming should be there. It is indispensable. If we blindly cut, copy, paste, then obviously we are allowing the machines to take over the place of the human beings. We are only doing that. We are paving their way. So the corporate sector is bothered only about profit. So if they will not have any space for lazy journalists who do not want to work. So journalism can really profit because, again I'm saying, say the mainstream media has chosen to ignore the districts and the rural news. So what is happening in the rural areas of our country, we do not know. Here, the district correspondents or the rural journalists have a golden opportunity to create a data bank through the AI tools. So this is where creativity can be used.
So thank you for the elaborative discussion on AI tools and also its impact on the media and how we can use it for the effective presentation of news from the grassroots. Thank you again, sir. We are grateful to you on
thank
behalf
you for
of
the
all the listeners of Radio Korakut. Thank you again.
Thanks. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you very much.